New York U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer is among the elected officials applying political pressure to ensure that minor league baseball continues in its current form. In mid-October, Baseball America reported that with the professional baseball agreement between Major League Baseball and minor league teams expiring at the end of 2020, more than three dozen cities with affiliated teams and thousands of minor league players could be on the chopping block. The story was picked up by the New York Times, and local communities, home to farm teams, began to fret. Schumer is the Democratic Senate Minority Leader.
Specifically, it was reported that 160 teams with minor league affiliations would become 118, with 42 teams reassigned to compete in a newly formed lower caliber independent league called the Dream League. What I'm particularly worried about is the effect this would have on four teams in New York State that were listed in the paper. They are the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, the Batavia Muck Dogs, the Auburn Double Days, and the Staten Island Yankees. And so these four teams have woven themselves into the fabric of their communities. Upending their relationship could be devastating for the fans and the local communities.
Rumble Ponies president John Hughes.
We've been in Binghamton for almost 26 years, and just take the team out of the community would really place a lot of harm on the community, as they would lose an incredible asset for a town that's already been through a lot and really comes out and supports the team. You know, I understand our attendance numbers are lower than our average counterpart in the Eastern League, but that's merely a matter of the size of the community, not the level of support that we get. And I want to make that real clear.
Joshua Perro is head baseball coach at Hudson Valley Community College. The school owns Joe Bruno Stadium, home to the Tri-City Valley Cats of the Class A New York Penn League.
It rattled some people to the core because there are organizations like the Tri-City Valley Cats that do such an amazing job and have done such an amazing job, that they're not a flash in the pan organization. They're a very good organization that's very well loved and received in the community. So it would definitely have a severe impact. However, we're very strong and tough in the capital region, so I don't think it would break us, but it would hurt for sure. It would hurt for sure.
Schumer says for any minor league team to lose its affiliation with a big league organization, the end result would likely be a social and financial catastrophe.
I'm urging the MLB to immediately step up to the plate, halt this plan, and sit down with community leaders and local stakeholders on the ground and with minor league baseball to hear them out on their potential concerns and try to rework the plan as soon as possible so we can ensure that baseball remains in these communities for years to come.
Perro notes the MLB reconfiguration would lower the amount of players drafted every year from 40 rounds to 20 rounds.
Now, in terms of what that says and what that does for Troy, New York, and the Tri-City Valley Cats and Hudson Valley is a unique dichotomy. The Valley Cats have been an amazing partner to the city of Troy and to the capital region over the past two decades. They've been providing not just baseball, but really a family experience at an affordable cost for those past decades. For our economy, for our local sake, it would be severe. It would hurt. It would take away memories and childhood memories from folks that, you know, their parents had went there. Myself, I was a bat boy for the Tri-City Valley Cats in 2004. When I took the job, the first thing I did was walk into the locker room to my old locker and sit down next to it with my dad, which was pretty cool for me. And that experience could be taken away.
Schumer and more than 100 members of Congress signed a letter to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred arguing the proposal, which would become effective in 2021, is not in the best interest of the game or the communities. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.